it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Penn State lost to UCLA. Oof. I was going to leave a pregnant pause there for people to laugh along in their cars. That team didn't have coaches. The offensive coordinator, the new Heisel youngster, he didn't know how to work the headset.
Right.
Literally twice in the middle of calling plays, he took his finger off the button, and Ima Oliva couldn't hear the play call, so he had to improvise, and Penn State still lost. But I don't want to talk about James Franklin. I mean, I do, but we've kind of beat that dead horse. CBS Sports came out with their latest mock draft yesterday, and they had the Steelers drafting Drew Aller. I just want to go through some game logs for you on our buddy Drew, who I'm sure is a nice kid. Against Oregon, big-time opponent, 14 out of 25 for 137 yards and threw the interception in overtime. Against Notre Dame in the quarter, semifinal, the college football playoff, 12 out of 23, 135 yards and an interception that was crucial and backbreaking. Against Boise State in the quarterfinal, 13 out of 25 for 171 yards. Against SMU in the first round, 127 yards on 13 out of 22 passing. In the conference championship, 20 out of 39, 51% completion percentage, 226 yards. Against Ohio State in the regular season last year, 12 out of 20, 146 yards and a pick. Anytime this guy plays a big game, he throws for 200 yards or less, with a completion percentage hovering around 50%. Guys, I wouldn't draft him in the second round. I would not draft Drew Aller. I mean, he needs development. I think he's got all the pieces. He's got the arm. He's got the size. He's got the mobility. But you need to take a guy who's clearly not a finished product and get him up to speed at the NFL level. I don't know that Arthur Smith's going to be back next year. I don't know that Arthur Smith's the right guy to do that. Anyhow, I ain't drafting Drew Aller.
He's in the wrong offense. And I think that if he got into a pro-style offense, which I know what James Franklin said that they were, but they obviously aren't. Anybody who knows football knows that they aren't a pro-style offense. I think that he is in the wrong offense, and I don't think that his characteristics and attributes aid to what they're trying to do at Penn State on offense, and I think that they would be better in a pro-style type offense. So I am not going to sit here and say that I wouldn't draft Drew Aller just yet, because I think that if he was in a different offense, he would be a lot better. I said it.
Yeah, I agree with Doran. To a large extent, I don't totally agree with Thorne. I think he's in the wrong offense. I think that Andy Goldenicki's offense is gimmick-based. It's a hodgepodge. It's not a system. It works for the mobile quarterback. Say, Bo Prabula might have been a better choice for them this year.
Man, it's tough to get a guy like Prabula, though. You got to get him in the transfer portal.
Well, or not let him leave before the college football playoff starts, which is unfortunate. But I'm just looking at Aller's sophomore season in 2023, where Mike Yurcich was the offensive coordinator and was ultimately fired in favor of Andy Kotelnicki. He threw 25 touchdowns. He was a sophomore, mind you. 25 touchdowns and only two picks. Completed just short of 60% of his passes. Now, there were some bad performances in there.
Against good teams.
Well, he was a sophomore, right? But you beat West Virginia 21-29 for 325 and three touchdowns in the opener.
Not a good team.
You know, against Iowa, who was ranked at the time, he was 25-37, only 166 yards, but four touchdowns. Ohio State, 18-42, one touchdown, 191 yards. So a lot of the same themes were there, but I'm willing to give it a little bit of a pass because he was a sophomore. I didn't have Catron Allen and, you know, like this rushing attack that they had. They were still, 10-3 that year? So it's a mystery to me. But I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think that he's limited in certain ways. and his weaknesses are being exposed by this offense, and his strengths aren't being played to.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the body of work would be much better if the coordinator designed the offense around him, as opposed to running his system and trying to plug Aller into it, even when it's a square peg in a round hole at times. Like running a quarterback power read on 4th and 2 with him is egregiously bad. I mean, just a terrible play call at that point in time. And it was a disaster. I mean, he got blown up. That's not him. And even there, you know, when they're late in games and had to come back, Oregon, even UCLA.
He played well at USC in the same circumstance last year.
It's more off-schedule stuff where he's making plays.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, too. I was watching, I think it was Joel Klatt, was giving Aller a little bit of a pass. Their receivers are not good. Like, they made a big deal out of taking Trayvor Pena from Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good year at Syracuse. But, like, he's not Allen Robinson or some of the guys they've had in the past. They're not getting open.
Mm-mm.
And I've said this before. They didn't use Tyler Warren well last year. They didn't use him as a tight end, I should say. So they're not doing their pro prospects any favors playing the way they're playing on offense. And I don't think the tools or the system around Aller is maximizing who he can be. And ultimately, the results have been pretty bad this year.
You guys are probably right. And you're two football dudes who played at a high level in college ball.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just so tired of the excuses. Like last year it was the receivers. Now it's the receivers again. And I realize that's not the full portion of your argument, but anytime he lines up against a good team, he sucks. He sucks. And he's making questionable decisions. And I said this year, he got everything I want. I just needed to see him win a big game, and he hasn't. And he lost a game he can't lose. And he got outplayed. The other quarterback was great.
Yeah, he really good. He got outplayed, but how about their high rent defensive coordinator in this
no
defense
doubt.
Giving up 42 points to UCLA?
Right.
We calculated it yesterday with the help of smart businessman Doug Whaley. If they wanted to get rid of James Franklin, it would wind up with buyouts for the staff and Franklin and hiring a new coach. We're talking about $100 million.
100 plus, yeah.
That you're gonna have
and the,
to
the
spend.
Revenue.
Yes.
Sure.
And you're spending, yeah, right, $20 million on players. Like it's I mean, I almost feel like he has to crater to get fired.
Yes.
Like, I feel like they got to go like 7-5, 8-4.
And that, honestly, I mean, no Penn State, you know, fan wants to hear us right now. That could be, I mean, you think about Iowa, you think about Indiana, and you think about Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are, if I'm any team honestly playing Penn State from here on out, I feel like I have a chance. Where in the beginning of the season, you're like, well, man, that's going to be a big game.
And I would push back a little bit on Northwestern, but guess what Northwestern did 3 weeks ago?
Right.
They beat UCLA. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Like I don't care where you're playing. I don't care what the circumstances this year. If I'm a team in the Big Ten that plays Penn State, I feel like I have a chance for sure.
Nah, it's the travel.
Yeah, that.
I mean, Northwestern at Iowa, that'll be a rock fight.
Great teams go out to Iowa and lose routinely.
Yes.
Ohio State.
They ain't beating
Columbus.
State.
They're not beating Indiana either.
Ohio State's defense with Matt Patricia in charge, like, if Aller's having trouble against UCLA and
yeah.
Oregon.
I mean, it's a guarantee. He's going to have under 200 yards.
If they lose,
it just is.
This is where it could get bad. They'll beat Northwestern. I think they'll beat Iowa. I do. If they lose to Ohio State, we'll be talking about the big game again. And then they come home. And they play Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the Cignetti family. I know Kurt. They're going to bring that team is going to have their hair on fire.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And if they lose by 2 touchdowns to Indiana at home, and they're sitting there at 5-4 or 4-4, they're 3-2, they're 5-4, it's going to get real hot. Because you should, if you're a Penn State, you should never lose to Indiana at home, given the resources you have.
It's October 9th. They haven't won a Power 5 game. Power 4 game. Penn State.
But then they finish Michigan State, Nebraska, Rutgers. So they could finish 8-4.
That's not good enough.
Not with a team that was a preseason top 5 team.
Mm-mm.
You've got Texas and Penn State out of the top 25.
Yep.
It never happened before.
I mean, it's not even just about Aller for me. It's the running backs, too. Like, you have NFL guys that chose to come back, guys that would have gotten drafted last year, and nobody has performed.
It's the offense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the offense.
Exactly.
And, you know, in year one, you know, it's like, I liken it to when Matt Canada went to LSU from Pitt. You know, you step up from Kansas, you come to Penn State, year one. Obviously, you catch some people off guard. You've got some unique stuff. You've got a unique player like Tyler Warren. I would compare Tyler Warren to differently a combination of like a Quadri Henderson and Jordan and George Aston. Like, you move them around. That 2016 Pitt offense that scored 42 points a game, he had weird pieces, mm-hmm. different pieces. I don't have them this year. We're going long, aren't we?
He's giving me the evil eye.
I'll tell him to wait. It caught up to him. People figured it out. And despite having better players up front and a better backfield, their receivers aren't good enough. So they've deployed resources incorrectly, and their system is not conducive.
Pat was doing his best to fight a smile that entire segment. When we come back, me too, because Penn State.
There's no reason they should lose to UCLA.
No. Never. Never. I don't care.
I'm being serious. I'm actually not even smiling. This isn't like the Powell on Penn State. I'm just.
I do think they're doing Drew Aller a disservice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do. And I think they're doing their backs a disservice.
Absolutely.
Is it okay if I think he sucks too?
Who?
Aller. I think he sucks. I think the coordinator sucks. I think they all suck.
I think that's going too far. I don't think that they.
They'd be better with Pabula in this offense.
Their offense would be, yes.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
I don't think Drew Aller sucks, though. That's just me.
They suck.
He doesn't suck.
He sucks.
Has anyone spared a thought for Austin Bechtold this segment? Or Penn State fan. Woo-hoo.
We've taken our share on the chin from Penn State fans over the years.
Exactly right.
Nice to
right.
dish it back a little bit.
That's why you guys are being nice and fair and unbiased, and I was lying before. It is
I just
is trying to contain myself.
I know when something doesn't look right,
mm-hmm.
and their offense does not look right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.